We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future for the world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. Transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Time for news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Given Luvinda demands arrest of senior UPND officials for inciting violence. Miles Osampa applies to High Court for contempt proceedings against Chavinga and Ngwana. And in global news, teacher killed and 25 girls abducted in gun battle at Nigerian school. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Patriotic Front faction Vice President Given Luvinda has demanded the immediate arrest and prosecution of some senior UPND officials for openly inciting violence prior to last weekend's attack on PF Secretariat by UPND cadres. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Luvinda says the brutality witnessed at the Secretariat, which left PF youths and an innocent passerby injured, was a direct consequence of inflammatory statements issued by UPND leaders in the days following the stoning of President Hakainde Hichilema in Chiwempala, Chingola. Mr. Luvinda argues that some UPND senior officials made public remarks that encouraged their supporters to use violence, which created an atmosphere that emboldened cadres to march to the PF Secretariat and attack it. He has also questioned the conduct of the police, saying officers failed to provide security despite having prior intelligence that rival groups intended to disrupt the PF briefing. Meanwhile, Mr. Luvinda has urged all PF members and supporters to continue using the party secretariat without fear, as it remains the legitimate headquarters of the former ruling party. He maintains that no disputed ex-parte court order should prevent members from accessing or operating from the premises, and insists that the party will not be intimidated into abandoning its structures.
Our position is that the political violence must not only be condemned by the president himself, but that action must be taken against all those who are on record as having incited that violence. After all, don't we have many examples of how our members of the opposition, who are either facing court cases now or in prison, they are serving jail sentences as we speak. For what? For alleged incitement of violence.
Matero Patriotic Front Member of Parliament, Miles Osampa, has applied to the Lusaka High Court seeking permission to commence contempt proceedings against Robert Chavinga and Morgan Ngwana, following an injunction the duo obtained from the Kawe High Court barring the party convention and ordering closure of the secretariat. In the affidavit, Mr. Sampa recalls that he was elected PF president at an extraordinary general conference on the 24th of October 2023 and subsequently appointed Mr. Ngwana as secretary general and Mr. Chavinga as a senior party official. Mr. Sampa says he removed both officers on the 28th of June 2024, and that an ex parte order of order of stay issued in July 2024 was later discharged by the Lusaka High Court on the 25th of March 2025, a ruling that he says restored his disciplinary decisions. He alleges that despite the Lusaka High Court ruling and the absence of any stay of that decision, Mr. Ngona commenced separate court proceedings in Kawe, in which he purported to act as Secretary General and secured an ex parte injunction, which Mr. Chavinga publicly recognized, a move he says amounts to a deliberate flouting of the Lusaka High Court's authority. Mr. Sampa is asking the High Court for leave, arguing that the alleged contemners have disrespected and disregarded the court's decision without justification, and that committal is warranted. Former Civil Service Commission Chairperson Dickson Chasaya has told the Lusaka Magistrates Court that Rafael Nakachinda's 2023 remarks did not constitute hate speech. Testifying before Principal Resident Magistrate Ida Piri, Mr. Chasaya explained the meaning and context of the Bemba term Ubututu cited in the case, stating that the expression was aimed at an individual rather than an entire group. His testimony formed part of the defense case in a matter arising from comments Mr. Nakachinda allegedly made about voters who supported the presidential candidate from Wengwa. Earlier, academician Dr. Lawrence Mwelwa also appeared for the defense, arguing that the expression relied upon by the prosecution did not amount to an offense and represented a linguistic description rather than an attempt to malign a community. Following the two witnesses' testimonies, Magistrate Piri has set the 12th December as the date for delivering judgment. The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has held an emergency meeting with key road sector stakeholders to address the severe traffic congestion on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project. The meeting brought together the Road Development Agency, RDA, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, the main contractor, AVIC International, the Zambia Police Traffic Unit, and consulting engineers. Speaking to the media in Lusaka this morning shortly after the meeting, EIZ President Wesley Kalula says the traffic being experienced on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway lasting up to 5 hours has become a national and regional concern as the route is a major economic corridor for Zambia and the SADC region. Mr. Kalula says stakeholders confirmed that a traffic management plan exists for the project, but its implementation has not been effective, further noting that service lanes and alternative routes are equally available but not adequately communicated to the public. He also highlights that poor driver behavior, vehicle breakdowns, and trucks running out of fuel are worsening the congestion despite removal mechanisms being in place. The EIZ president adds that the institution has proposed several interventions, including accelerating the opening of service lanes, improving maintenance of alternative roads, and engaging the Truckers Association to ensure heavy-duty vehicles are roadworthy.
As you know, that road is a very important road, economic road, for not only for Zambia, but also for the region, for the SADC region. And if we're having 4 to 5 hours of traffic congestion, basically a bottleneck of no movement, no flow of traffic, that has also got an effect on our economy. We thought as the EIZ to call this meeting just to get an understanding of what is happening on that project. We wanted to find out about the traffic management plan, whether it has been developed by those that are implementing the project, and in accordance with the best practices for construction, that traffic management plan should be submitted to the RDA, which is the road authority, in accordance to the Public Roads Act No. 12 of 2002.
In global news, armed men have killed a teacher and abducted at least 25 students in an attack on a girls' secondary school in northwestern Nigeria, police say. The gang invaded the government girls' comprehensive secondary school in Maga, Kebbi State, at around 04 hours local time today, they said. The attackers engaged police personnel on duty in a gun duel before scaling the perimeter fence and seizing the students from their hostel, a statement said. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
Police in Nigeria say gunmen have abducted 25 students from a girls' school in the northwest. They said the attackers stormed the boarding school in Kebbi State using sophisticated weapons. At least one staff member was killed. South Africa's foreign minister has